Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Time now for QB to QB, brought to you by Go Auto Insurance Company, a proud partner of the Saints, and by MD Anderson Cancer Center of Houston. We welcome in now Saints quarterback Drew Brees. Drew, how are you?
I'm good, guys. How are you doing?
Good. How does a win like you guys had on Monday night, where you battled a little early season adversity, having to come from behind, how does that galvanize a group?
Well, I think you're always looking to establish your identity or reestablish your identity at the start of every season. And even though you may have the same group of guys, you know, every season stands alone. Every season's different. And you got to go out and prove it again, year after year and game after game. And so I think the more that you encounter games like that where, you know, it's kind of the culmination of every different situation you can imagine, you know, but especially those situations towards the end of a game that, you know, event obviously will determine the outcome of the game. That's what makes you battle tested, you know. And listen, those are the things, those are the situations we try to practice throughout preseason and with the veteran group of guys on our team. I think it's something that we do a good job of communicating quite often. And so, you know, when you can come out on top in a game like that with, you know, kind of those lead changes back and forth and just, you know, kind of the punches being thrown back and forth, you know, coming up, finding a way to win in the end is something that definitely strengthens the team and gives you confidence as you move forward.
Now, Drew, I thought it was interesting. I think it was the post-game press conference. So when you talk about the chess match, you got two quality teams, two playoff-type teams, and all of a sudden you have a game plan. And you go into the game, and then you make halftime adjustment. I know you got to do it rather quickly, but I thought it was interesting when you talked about kind of the run-pass ratio. And not that you're trying to get too cute, but maybe, you know what? Is that a conversation you have with Sean Payton? We should have maybe a few more rushing attempts like we did in that third quarter and had those explosive runs. Was that part of the halftime adjustment? Just break that down, because I thought that was interesting. How you talked about the game plan and how you're trying to tag the Texas defense.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like we had a first half where we just kept stalling out, you know, early.
Right.
I mean, we put together some good drives, and credit the Texans offense too. They put together some good drives, you know, up until our 2-minute drive at the end of half, which I can't remember exactly how much time we had, a minute and change. Up until that point, we'd only had three possessions, and each possession we had driven into their territory. You know, on two of those possessions, we had driven down inside, you know, the red zone, you know, approaching the tight red, and then we had the turnover, and then we kicked the field goal on the other. So I felt like we were moving the ball. You know, we had gotten some explosive plays. You know, we had done some good things. We just hadn't converted those to touchdowns, right? And then we get into a 2-minute drive, and obviously that's going to be a majority passing. So I think all those things attributed to the fact that we only had, whatever it was, 8 or 10 rushing attempts in the first half. And so I think we felt like, all right, you know, we're going to get the ball to start this second half. You know, let's get back to that balanced attack. You know, we're going to run the ball well. We're going to throw it well. We're going to be efficient. And we were able to put together, what, three consecutive touchdown drives.
Saints quarterback Drew Brees here on WWL. And Drew, I promise I'm not trying to get you fined or anything by this question, and you don't have to answer it if you don't want to, but you guys as players and coaches are held accountable at your jobs and on the field if you guys could get fined for certain infractions, and you're held accountable for it, and it doesn't seem like there is if the officials screw a call up or mismanage the clock. Does that seem fair to you?
They just get a bad grade, Christian.
I hear you.
Well, I'll say this, you know, listen, it's, officiating an NFL game is tough with the speed of the game. And listen, those guys are professionals, and I think they do a great job. I think the part that's frustrating for us is that a play goes to review, right? And so everybody has a chance to sit there and, like, think about it, and you're kind of following orders from, you know, the main hub, you know, in New York when it comes to some of those reviews. And we're told that, hey, all of a sudden there's this 10-second runoff, when actually in the rules it states that that's not where the 10-second runoff applies, right? So,
right.
You know, we end up having to kick a 56-yard field goal because we were only given 16 seconds left with one timeout. But in reality, what should have happened is we should have had 31 seconds with one timeout. So that's potentially two more plays,
right?
I think two more plays gets us quite a bit closer, right? That field goal ends up determining the outcome of the game potentially, right?
Right.
So that's frustrating. Yeah, that's very frustrating. And I don't know why it keeps happening to us, but I'm just glad that we were able to find a way to win that game, and so this isn't
magnified.
As frustrating a topic of discussion as some of the other ones have been.
Now, Drew, you bring up in the red zone, and this is one area we were so efficient. What I mean by not only getting points but getting touchdowns, I want to say we were fourth in the NFL last year, 75%, but then we were 2 of 4, 50%. I think you mentioned it earlier, you're getting a field goal, then the turnover. But and I try to tell fans in the post game, I've kind of been there. I know when Drew threw that interception, it's kind of like, you know, you got the peripheral vision, and you got to give Merciless a lot of credit how when he came back. But in hindsight, when you look at the film, instead of making a direct throw, maybe if you put it Lothar a little more, you might have had a chance to score. Am I correct or I'm wrong?
Well, the free safety was making his way over there too. You know, so you put that ball up in the air and it floats around
then
too long, and that guy has a chance to make a play on it. So, you know, honestly, it's one of those things that I wish I would have just thrown a little sooner. You know, right when I felt Latavius Murray kind of spin and start going vertically, I wish I would have, you know, my eyes were inside, and so I caught him doing that late, and so therefore I was a little late with the throw, and so that's, it looks like such an obvious, ridiculous interception, which in my mind, it is, you know, I know better, and that's why I just shook my head after I did it. It was like, I can't believe I just did that, but
well, you are human. We don't expect you to be human.
Live and learn, right?
Right. Now, Drew, boy, talking about living and learning, trust factor, and I know he's 34 years of age, but, you know, it seemed like we kind of put him on the back burner. You know, we talk about Michael Thomas, talk Alvin Kamara. Oh, the Jerry Cooks coming to town. But, man, come on, how about Ted Ginn Jr.? 7 targets, 7 receptions, over 100 yards. Sometimes we kind of take that for granted. I think that's maybe human nature or what, but, boy, it seemed like you got that trust factor with Ted Ginn.
I do, and he's such a savvy veteran player. And, you know, this is our third year together. You know, even though he missed a bunch of games last year, you know, we've just got a lot of trust and confidence in him. And he's a really good football player, and he's been around a long time, and he's got a great understanding of the game and, you know, how to get open and what I'm expecting. And, I mean, all I can say is he's just a great, savvy veteran football player. And We've got a great rapport, great relationship, great feel for each other.
Now, Drew, Jerry Cook, obviously he was involved. He had that nice long gain of 31 yards, a couple of receptions for 37 yards. Is it more, and I try to tell fans this, oh, why we didn't throw the ball to Jerry Cook more? I said, I don't know, because Drew didn't want to. And I said, it's kind of like he's going to spread the wealth. It's always 8, 9, 10, 11 different receivers. And it said, depending on our opponent, that Jerry Cook could be more involved or not. It's not like every week we just forcing the ball to him. So I'm trying to tell the fans to be patient with Jerry Cook, because I think right now, OTAs, minicamp, and training camp, you've practiced enough with Jerry Cook, and you know what you have in that individual.
Yeah, so we've only played one game, right?
Right.
Okay. All right, so we'll just put that out there. We've only played one game. I think at the end of the day, you want to be efficient, right? We strive for efficiency. Whoever we do throw the ball to, we want it to be complete. You know, we want it to be positive yards. get first downs, move the chains, score points. I think Jared's opportunities will come. You know, it's our first year together. You know, during training camp, you know, I was hoping we'd have that third preseason game together, but, you know, unfortunately he got a little dinged up, and so we weren't able to do that. So that's our first game action together, you know. And I think as we move along here, and obviously, listen, Michael Thomas is going to get a lot of attention, and then Ted Ginn obviously had a huge game. Alvin Kamara had a big game. You know, there's other guys that are part of this equation as well. And so from week to week, those numbers might be a little different. Jared's right. going to have a game where he catches 10 for 150 and two touchdowns, you know. In other games, he may catch two or three, you know, and other guys will be in that boat as well. So it's kind of one of those things, you know, you never know who's going to have the hot hand or have the great matchup. But I'm sure those opportunities will come.
Drew, I'm a little disappointed. We didn't do the dunk tank this year, man. And I think you and Bobby are afraid of me. I'm just saying.
Well, yeah, right. Tell, right,
I think
Drew.
I think if anybody lucked out, it's you.
Fair enough. Hey, what was it like having the Little League champs around, man?
Oh, it was cool. It was really cool, man. If you just sit back and think about what those kids accomplished, you know, it's pretty unbelievable. And I don't think there's many people that you would run across that didn't have that, like that was their ultimate dream as a kid, was to play in the Little League World Series. I know it was for me. And so to actually have a Little League group from right here in New Orleans be able to go and not just go, but win the whole darn thing, you know, I mean, truly be the best in the world and do it the way that they did it. I just thought it was so phenomenal, and they deserve to be commended and congratulated. And it was cool that we were able to host them here at the Saints facility on Saturday at walkthrough or Sunday at walkthrough and then at the Monday night game.
Now, Drew, were you able to watch any of this with your boys? I mean, to kind of relate and have that conversation or what?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we watched a few of the games together. And it's awesome because my boys are starting to get into baseball as well. And so, you know, you can talk about, you know, like you see a kid throw a curveball and then it's like, Dad, how do I throw a curveball? You know, and you kind of show them the grip on the baseball and how to do it. And here's the curve. Here's the circle change. Here's the knuckle. Here's the slider, you know, and just start messing around. And I mean, that's how those conversations start is usually when you're watching the ball game and a situation comes up and, you know, your son asks you a question and it gives you a chance to have that teaching moment.
Saints quarterback Drew Brees, good luck this Sunday against the Rams.
All right, guys, thank you.
All right, Drew.
QB to QB brought to you by Go Auto Insurance Company, a proud partner of the Saints, and by MD Anderson Cancer Center of Houston.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.